How does it feel to beat New England, Coach?
Feels great. Feels great. It was hard, but we knew it would be, you know, they're a great team, and, you know, we felt that we were going to have to play very well to have an opportunity to beat them, and we hung in there the whole way, and it was a battle, but really proud of the way the guys competed and the way we were able to finish.
Kevin, if you were told before the game that for that last series you're going to be calling plays with Michael Thomas, Will Davis, Aaron Jimmy Wilson out of the boundary, what would you have thought, and what did you think of the result?
Well, you know, nothing really surprises me anymore in this league, you know. You know, people from the stands at times, you know, I saw people after the game. We had a lot of friends and family in, and no one had a clue that who was in the game at the end of the game, really. You know, and I don't say no one, but there was a portion of the people that just thought it was just business as usual, you know, and it wasn't really. But, you know, credit I credit those guys for stepping up, doing a heck of a job. You know, a lot of credit. I'd like to mention, you know, Lou Anarumo and heading up the defensive backfield staff. Blue Adams specifically took Michael under his wing all last week and met extra. Jeff Burris did the same thing with Justin Rogers. We had those guys working overtime, trying to prepare those guys just in case, you know, something might happen. You never really anticipated it to happen that way during the course of a game. But it did, and you know, we were kind of holding on for dear life there at the end. But you know, fortunately, guys kept battling. The guys up front kept rushing. It wasn't perfect. We gave up some plays. We wish we wouldn't. We had them there in 4th and 8, hoping that we could end it right there before the ball ever got close, and they converted. But just made it that much more exciting at the end. He got zero reps in practice. The only reps he got were reps on the scout team, and he just spent a lot of time in meetings. I really credit him and the coaches. Like I said, Blue did a great job. He had him in here extra hours, had him in here early, kept him after on Friday, had him here later on Saturday after the walkthroughs. You know, just you know, there's only a limited number of guys you have, and if you know, things happen during the course of a game, you know, you got to make do. And Jimmy moved out to corner, you know, and he hadn't gotten a snap at corner since maybe back in the OTAs 2 years ago or something like that. But he hadn't taken a snap at corner, and Will, you know, obviously we've been speaking about Will getting better and better every week, but this was really his first live action in a crucial situation. And you know, Michael, you know, I kept on, Blue was behind me in the press box, and I kept on asking, does he know this? Can he handle, you know, what things can we do? I started calling out things that I was thinking about, and Blue, you know, had a lot of confidence that Michael knew everything. he can do that. He can do that. I'm like, Blue, he's been here 2 days. He's going, no, we've gone over all that. We got it. He's smart. So, you know, we did try to keep it fairly simple there at the end. But to his credit, you know, he's a very competitive guy, and he's a bright guy. And, you know, came through with a couple of big plays. As big as the last play was, the play prior to it, it looks like on our film, I mean, the guy's got the ball in his hands, and he comes over the top and punches it out, knocks it out. And, you know, if he doesn't make that play, we never get to the last play of the game there.
For that to be happening against Tom Brady, very end of the game in the fourth quarter, I mean, what's your mindset?
It was almost surreal there at the very end as the ball was moving down the field. But it was the same way a week ago. So we've had about 10 games this year, as you guys know, where it's come down to the very, very end of the game, whether it's the very last play or the very, you know, the last series, certainly. I think it's 10 out of 14. And so it's not new, you know, it's, you know, but each one is a little bit different in its own right. And you know, when he threw that corner out, he laid it right there, put it right on him, and fortunately he came through and and literally just knocked it right out of his hands. So.
How did Davis play?
You know, during the game, I was having a hard time getting a feel for how he was playing. Looking at the tape today, I think he held up okay. He's got some things he's got to improve, but yet a lot of the balls that they caught on him later in the game there, they were running a lot of quick throws, as you know, throughout the game. And he was also throwing a lot of slant inside breaking routes that were difficult in some of the coverages we had for Will to get inside of it. If he did, there was all kinds of space outside of him. So he was coming down, and he'd made every tackle, you know, as the ball was coming in there. A couple he just missed on the one third down that they converted. But I was proud of the way he competed. Now we gotta take steps to knock some of those balls away and get a little bit tighter in the coverage. But overall, when I looked at the tape, he tackled, he competed, and we can build on that.
All that being said, I'm sure you went Brent Grimes and Nolan Carroll as your cornerbacks come Sunday.
Well, yeah, we certainly hope that the guys that have been the starters can play. You look around the league, and we're not the only team playing with guys that. We're backups or that you picked up somewhere along the line. It happens. You hope that you can get through it and get the guys healthy so that you can put your best foot forward.
How did you feel about the pass rush yesterday? You sacked him once, but at least in the fourth quarter, it seemed to get to him a lot.
Well, I think we actually hit him, knocked him down a few times. I know we hit him seven times that we calculated. Cam had five quarterback hits himself in addition to the sack that he had. I wish we could have gotten more sacks, obviously, but he throws the ball extremely quick. They do a great job in protection. I think their offensive line is as well coached as anybody in the league. And at times we didn't our plan we didn't pressure like sometimes we normally do. When you're going against a guy like this, you have to pick and choose when you want to pressure and the way the game went. And then we got the injuries, and so that kind of changed my thoughts a little bit as the game went on. But I think we rushed him good. We weren't as successful as I would have liked to be. We had a lot of three-man rushes too during the game, and that what we took away from the rush really helped us in the coverage. We were able to keep their running back from catching. He only, I think, had three catches for an average of 2.7 or something like that per catch. And the week before, he was, off the charts. So there were some things we did well that way, but certainly we like to create more problems for the quarterback.
When you look at the depth that you've had to go to on this roster, what can you say about the guys who have played for whatever reason, whether it's Jelani Jenkins or Michael Thomas? What has that told you about the depth of their defense?
You got guys that come in the building every day and they work their tails off to get better and to improve and realize that they have to be ready when their number's called. That's kind of the way it is, and it happened yesterday, and it'll happen again before the season's over. Somebody's going to have to step up, and they do. And we've got some great men in that locker room, great character guys. It's important to them. I think the veterans are doing a great job of relaying to the younger guys that, hey, we've got a chance to do something special. We need everybody's best effort, and everybody's got to be ready. You never know when it's going to happen, because when it did – you could just see everybody pulling together and moving forward.
Under normal conditions, do you see Michael Thomas as more a corner or a nickel or a safety, or what?
Well, he's more of a nickel and a safety than a true corner, But he did a heck of a job on special teams as well yesterday when he had his opportunities there. So we were excited about him last week in practice, just watching the practice, but you never thought he'd be in the game. Came off the practice field saying, both the two new DBs that we brought in, Rodgers and Michael, we felt that they really showed some signs of guys that we want to work with and have an opportunity maybe at some point to help. Just so happened it occurred a little bit quicker than we anticipated.
You asked about Jelani Jenkins, obviously. He's seeing his role increase. Is there a chance that he might crack that starting lineup?
I wouldn't say we've made any decisions in terms of starting lineups that way. There's a lot of the younger players, we try to feature roles that we think that they fit and can contribute at a high level for us. You know, same holds true for Deion. You know, Deion's role isn't as expansive as sure it will be at some point in his career, obviously, but he's making an impact in games. Jelani came in and did a good job in the nickel package yesterday, and that's something we think we can build on as well.